From folk to opera to jazz, this month's audiophile demonstrates once again the wide range of musical genres being explored by openly gay and lesbian performers.
Every kiss is a revolution. Every day I walk thin ice, knowing what's been given freely, knowing I might pay a price.
As an out gay person, I'm very concerned with disability, and so I'm always very conscious of public displays of affection, and I'm very conscious of the privileges that heterosexual people enjoy freely without fear. Anytime I kiss my boyfriend in public, there's that little bit of fear that something's going to happen, and I resent it.
The power and danger of being out in public makes every kiss a revolution for New York-based singer-songwriter David Brown. Hello, and welcome to Audiophile. I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm Pam Marshall. On his CD, Splendid Wings, David Brown brings his audience a variety of topics, ranging from love to death, in his melodic folk rock style, reminiscent of Simon and Garfunkel, but with a definite 90s queer edge.
I'm not your first, and I'm not your last, but just hold me now and tell me you love me till our time has passed. I'll be your Mr. Right, I'll be your Mr. Right, I'm your Mr. Right right now.
In the title track, Brown ponders and comes to terms with his own mortality.
To die might be all right with me. I'm gonna fly with splendid wings. To die might be all right with me. I'm gonna fly with splendor. Did you?
I am a romantic. I am lost in my imagination a lot of the time. I'm idealistic, and I am constantly working on myself to be a better human being, a kind of more peaceful, and live peacefully, learn peace. That's my journey.
The Seattle-based Derivative Duo gives opera a sense of humor on their debut CD, Opera for the Masses, and their sequel, Mutiny at the Matinee.
Quick, we grab the posters from the wall and the bust of Sappho from the hall. Honey, you won't believe this, but it's my mother. She took vacation. She's at the station. What am I to say? She's coming right away, and she doesn't know I'm gay. Welcome, mother dear. It's been a year. You'll be so proud. I've settled down a lot since fall. No, I'll sleep with Kate. She's my roommate. She's very kind. She wouldn't mind at all.
This talented pair takes on subjects as diverse as the hypocrisy of homophobia, the arrogance of domestic felines, and how to create the perfect personal ad.
Nice, conventional woman seeks pleasant, average woman for nights of leftover casserole. While sometimes we'd order pizza, slightly desperate woman seeks lonesome caretaking woman for co-dependent relationship to death do us part.
Both Opera for the Masses and Mutiny at the Matinee are sharp, clever, and entertaining, whether or not you know anything at all about opera or personal ads.
I'm trying to find the words within to tell you what I'm feeling, baby. You gotta see me as I am, and not the way you want me to be. Sometimes you're my lover, darling. Sometimes you're my friend. We've seen each other through the bad times. We're gonna make it to the end. I'm a laughing fool for you, doing the thing that you want me to. I'll beg, I'll borrow, steal for you. Got the feel.
Based in Dublin, Ireland, musicians Carol Nelson and Maria Walsh are Zrazy, a two-woman band with a unique jazz-influenced contemporary style. We asked them how they came up with the name Zrazy.
We'd found it in a recipe book, and the name of this recipe, was a Russian recipe, was Zrazy a la Nelson, and Nelson being my surname. We just thought, this is too bizarre.
This is mint.
This was mint.
Their CD is called Come Out, Everybody. We asked Maria and Carol about being out and their musical career.
It's hard to know what the consequences of it are because it's all hypothetical. Things obviously didn't happen that might have happened if we hadn't been out in terms of the straight world. I think to some extent people were pretty frightened of us. Because not only were we out as lesbians, we were also like loudmouthed, stroppy women as well. We had a lot to say about a lot of things. So when there was a lot of political stuff going on, we'd always have something to say, whether it was abortion or the divorce campaign over here in Ireland. So we were kind of scary as regards, you know, a lot of the guys in the industry over here. But at the same time, it meant that suddenly we were being courted by the gay scene internationally, and that was just great for us.
Okay, I'll say it. We're crazy about Zrazy. This CD is better than much of what we hear repeatedly overplayed on mainstream radio. We look forward to more from this truly dynamic duo.
That does it for this edition of Audiophile. You can write to Audiophile at P.O. Box 4223, Sunland, California, 91041, or online at imru@annex.com. This is Pam Marshall.
And Chris Wilson. Keep listening.